I tell you, you just like hit it totally. I mean, I think with everything you've described, personal experience of some of the things and transitions that we're going through right now, we're realizing that a lot of change is happening to both of us. Resigning ourselves, knowing what's best, and knowing that to be guided in that way, we've never been let down ever in this process. And the more that we give, of our faith to that, the better we become. It's just amazing, everything you've said in just a practical, pragmatic process of change, and that's happening, that's required for you. You're taking on aspects that you probably weren't even aware that you were even capable of in some ways. It's incredible to hear what you're saying. I think that there's really nothing more I can add to that. It's just really something. I really appreciate what you said.
Thank you, hon. Another thing I can hear Archangel Michael wanting me to share is how it's kind of like I've described to Jer, when I know there's a higher blueprint, my first signal is that my joy levels start going down. Like the last blog post audio we did, if I'm saying yes and compromising my own truth for the sake of someone else's joy over my own joy, because remember, if you are saying yes out of your own authentic joy, it's going to benefit the overall good of all. That's can be tricky, because if you say yes because you're pleasing people, pleasing others, or continuing your old patterns, that can be a first sign that you're getting looped into the old patterns. So how do you step back out of that? Like Jer said, meditation. You can, if you feel drawn, receive the Monday night Archangel Crystal Light healings. If you feel drawn, you can apply to purchase the crystal lights later when those do come out in May, June. You can stay tuned to archangelcrystallights.com to as to when we're only releasing certain amount at a time. I can feel Archangel Michael wanting me to share that because it's really my life's work of what I'm here to do. I mean, that's for years, even through my 30s, I stayed stuck in major fear and major self-doubt. I couldn't even move to my higher soul's calling very well. I was going in circles over and over and over in my 20s and 30s, going in circles because of how much self-doubt I had and why I didn't have the tools to get these old grids and old blueprints, these old stuck energies, old form energies out of my energy body. I could do so much psychological rewiring of my brain, rerouting my thoughts to try to motivate myself. Basically, I would do all these self-motivating techniques, but that only lasted so long. And then I would go back into the self-doubt again. And how did I finally get through those patterns? I still go through self-doubt, but the difference now is I know on an energetic level what it really is. When self-doubt occurs to me, I know I'm having trouble stepping on that bridge. Then I ask the angels, can you please remove, help bridge, bring in a higher blueprint for me, and also help dissolve whatever is in me, creating me to loop in a circle of fear or self-doubt. Because usually it's stuck energies, old form energies, darker energies, if you will, in our energy bodies. That doesn't make us bad. It's just what's here on Earth. Earth, the Earth is in a process of going from old form energy to higher light levels. By you allowing yourself to go through those processes, you are taking a step to your higher light levels of what you can embody, your full self, your divine self, your divine being on earth. As you embody your divine being on earth, you pave the way for many others to embody their higher divine life purpose, their soul's blueprints on earth as well. I can feel Archangel Michael wanting me to invite you to close your eyes, if you will. If you are drawn, I'm going to channel him word for word now. He wants you to scan your energy body, going down from your head, your throat, your heart. Feel where you feel stuck energy, of where you get it stuck in fear and self-doubt. Your solar plexus, your lower abdomen, your root chakra, your legs, your feet. Feeling the flow of my love for you. Feel where your energy gets stuck in fear and self-doubt. I'm sending you frequencies now of light, higher light frequencies from the angelic realm, from the divine, from God, so that the stuck areas are now receiving light frequencies of peace, love, and higher blueprints. If you say yes, higher blueprints for your soul's calling, your divine embodiment of who you really are will be brought in this evening while you sleep. I wrap any areas of self-doubt and fear with my light of truth now, so you may feel and sense the truth of what would work best for you and all involved. You are a being of light. To live in a lighter, more fun, more playful way is your birthright. We give you full permission to embody the light of you now. You are a creative being by nature, allowing yourself to embody your creative being fully. Is what you have come here to do. We are assisting you with this today and tonight as you sleep. You are well on your way, our friend. Trust and go forth with the tiny steps that you will be receiving after you receive these higher blueprints of light and love and peace. And serenity. It is through the peace and the love and the feelings of serenity that you know you are stepping into a higher blueprint of light for yourself. You will feel peace as you're making those steps into the higher light that is here for you now. Let the love of you prevail, our friend. You are enough. You always have been. We love you infinitely and forever. Namaste.